This is All Things Considered on KYR 89.1. All bills passed during this year's session of the Arkansas General Assembly have now been signed into law. A formal adjournment is set to take place a week from today. Governor Asa Hutchinson signed the final pieces of legislation this afternoon, then he spoke with KYR's Michael Hiblin.
There are 1,091 bills that came to my desk as a result of the 92nd General Assembly, and I have reviewed them and I've signed them into law. I only have 5 days in which to review, approve, or disapprove. And so we got through the final batch today, and I think it's a very successful session. That's a lot of bills, a lot of laws, and very proud of the session in terms of what we were able to accomplish this time.
No vetoes?
No, which is unusual. This is actually my first session without any vetoes. You know, and some of them, there were language issues or, you know, I had some concerns, but you have to use the veto sparingly and work in good faith with the co-equal branch of government. There's a couple we might have to go back and remedy, but I didn't believe that there would be a problem there in carrying out the legislation. And so we worked with them, and I think they're, by and large, good bills. And I was pleased that I didn't have to veto any bills this session.
Yeah, briefly, what were the biggest challenges for you that you managed to get through?
Well, of course, you look back at this session, and one of my priorities was a transportation bill, a highway funding bill. But as we entered the session, there was not any specific plan to accomplish that. We hadn't reached a consensus, but I made it a priority, and through the course of the session, we were able to outline a plan that we can have a very robust, aggressive, historic highway funding plan, and we built a consensus for it. So that was probably one of the biggest challenges, just because it's a very heavy lift, it's a historic plan, and we came together and arrived at a lot of unity around that. The second big challenge probably was the transformation of state government, just because of the massive complexity of it. And it took us really until the last few days of the session to get that through the final hurdles. It wasn't that it was that controversial, people had objections to it, it was just hugely complex. And so that was a challenge, but we got that done as well. But there were other surprises in the session that we were able to address, which was the National Cancer Institute designation for UAMS. That was a high priority, but it was going to take $10 million a year in order to accomplish that goal and to provide state funding for it. And we were able to include that in our budget, provide that priority for us, and that was really a hallmark of the session as well.
And you had a few fun bills, the ones with the musical heritage of Arkansas.
Well, we did, not just the musical heritage trail that we established and put some funding behind, encourage our artistic works behind that, but we also did the two new monuments for our national capital, which is Daisy Gatson Bates and Johnny Cash, both remembering our civil rights history and our musical history. And those are fun. There was a good debate that we had because we have so many iconic figures that come out of Arkansas, but to arrive at a consensus when we haven't been able to do that in the past, I think is remarkable for this session as well. So all in all, a good session. Glad it's over, but we'll have some time to reflect on these 1,091 bills, but I think upon reflection, we'll see a lot of good things that happen and a foundation for future growth in our state.
Governor Asa Hutchinson, who again this afternoon signed the final bills into law from this year's legislative session. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
This is KUAR 89.1.